I don't have to tell you about the fast pace of living in the New York area and the day-in, day-out toll it takes on your health. You and I can't afford to get sick. There's too much at stake, too much to do. That's why I recommend and personally use E3 Live, a wild-grown superfood that double-blind studies show boosts the immune system. People may be sneezing and coughing all around you, but you'll be protected with E3 Live. But that's just the beginning. Scientists say E3 Live is an adaptogen, a healing food that nourishes away hidden nutritional deficiencies behind the thousands of health imbalances whose names we can hardly pronounce. That's why the benefits of E3 Live are so numerous, including dramatic increases in mental concentration, energy endurance, reduced mood swings, natural weight loss, smoother skin, healthier hair, intestinal regularity. Whatever weak spots your body has, E3 Live fills in the nutritional gaps. The harvesters of E3 Live stand by everything they say by offering a guarantee yet to be matched by anyone in the health food marketplace. Up to a full year, if you don't feel a difference with E3 Live, based on your own evaluation, your money will be completely refunded. No questions asked. I strongly recommend you experience the benefits of E3 Live for yourself, just as I have. E3 Live is certified organic, kosher, and recommended by physicians and health practitioners worldwide, including Staten Island's own Dr. Fred Bishi, Olympic gold medal swimmer Grant Hackett, as well as people who ride the subway each day. So pick up the phone now and speak to a friendly E3 Live representative. Don't just survive. Thrive with E3 Live. Call 888-800-7070. That's 888-800-7070.
Lucis Trust, a nonprofit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight, with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner Sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is the New Age. And before we go forward with our show, I have to mention that we have a gift for you, and we'll talk more about that gift a little later on. However, all of the dialogue that you'll hear on this show emanates from the works of Alice Bailey, as does the following thought, too. A higher and more living energy is most active at this time, and its resultant idealism and consequent New Age concepts are playing upon sensitive human minds and preparing humanity for a great and much-needed change. Once again, that's a thought by Alice Bailey. I think that thought for today, I think it needs a lot more exploration. Mm-hmm. We've discussed the New Age before. Mm-hmm. What do you think is meant by that term?
Well, the New Age probably brings up all kinds of thoughts in the minds of our listeners, but probably the most significant aspect of what is meant by the New Age in the writings of Alice Bailey is that it concerns a cycle or a period of time that will last approximately 2,000 years, and it's a period into which we are just entering at this time. It can be verified by astrological formulations, but whether or not you believe those could be accurate, I think everyone can sense that the times, as Bob Dylan said, they are a-changing, and we are entering into a new period. I think it's part of why we have such a sense of the unknown ahead of us, and not really a sense of security about the future. Well, what the New Age suggests is that because things are changing and so many accepted values and principles are shifting, it's a time when new things can enter in, new realizations, new ideas. To me, that's very positive, very creative. I suppose some people find it a little frightening.
Well, yes, but people always seem to find change to be a little frightening at first.
I love it.
Sure. But I was just going to say, we've been through this before. If there is a new age, then there must have been an old age, and there certainly was.
And we're all products of it.
That's right. We are the culmination of,
I rest my case.
Of this old age. And it's the last 2,000 years prior to this time constituted the old age. And it has a symbol, as you mentioned, astrological symbol goes with it. There was the old Piscean age, the previous 2,000 years. And this age coming that we're coming into now is the Aquarian age. And that's the sign of the water carrier, and which is symbolic of selfless service. And we can go into these symbols a little later, I guess.
None of these ages starts and stops on a dime, because we can look back over the last, say, 100 or 150 years and see signs of the new age approaching. I think a lot of people think of the 60s as a time of the new age, the dawning of Aquarius, the musical hair, the hippies, the flower children of San Francisco, and all. That's kind of the perennial symbol of the new age. But more than 100 years ago, maybe closer to 150 or 170 years ago, there were the Transcendentalists of New England.
Oh, yeah, Emerson and Whitman, yeah, right.
Right,
yeah.
And they were a really progressive and experimental group of intellectuals and cultural creatives, I guess we could call them, who were trying to develop new ideas about divinity, about man's place in the world, and so on. The Transcendentalist movement was very forward-thinking in its approach to spiritual values, not at all bound by traditional religion. And there were the Utopians, who believed they could create a perfect society by all living together. And the Shakers, the Christian Scientists, there have been a number of different movements, but those are all harbingers, I suppose, of something that's really getting underway now. And I think essentially the New Age does hinge on spiritual values. There's a lot about the New Age crystals and rainbows and so on that don't have anything to do with real spirituality. But at the core of it is a belief that God is immanent within every human being. And one of the kind of humorous and sometimes ridiculous misinterpretations of that realization is the distorted belief that one thinks I am God. That's silly. But the old traditional religion taught that God was transcendent, which divinity is. It stands apart from the created world. But God is also present within every aspect of the manifested world, and this the New Age is emphasizing.
And that inner divinity of God is, of course, embodied in the soul, the human soul, and in the soul on its own level. And that is the great quality that must come more to the foreground in the New Age. It's one of the qualities that must begin to take control of the affairs and happenings in the world at this time, in the next 2,000 years.
To me, one of the interesting, what would you say, repercussions or effects of that philosophy is that it highlights personal responsibility of every intelligent, sane human being, that the fate of the world can't be left up to some unknown power that manipulates everything on earth, but that the soul within every human being gives us the power to create and to redeem the world. And the New Age, I think, is going to be a time when we awaken to our responsibility as human beings for the fate of our planet, not only the fate of humanity, but of all the kingdoms that share our planet. So it's a time of when humanity is really entering into its spiritual adulthood, mm-hmm. hopefully, and will begin to play a more conscious and active role in how we relate to each other, how we relate to the other kingdoms, how we handle or respond to the earth itself, the effect we have on it. Ecology is, I think, a wonderful example of the growth of the New Age movement. The awareness that everything is interrelated and there's a harmonious balance that has to be protected.
Yeah, I think it's important to point out that these are just not arbitrary ideas that are beginning to manifest or that always manifest in during these ages, because every age that we experience, and there have been many before this one, has its particular quality that it is attempting on the part of God and the inner guides of the humanity to trying to instill certain qualities into human consciousness. They're building constantly on what came before. And that's the same today. The New Age will build on the qualities that were developed during the last 2,000 years. And so it's an ongoing process. But with each transition into a New Age, there's a new quality, a new emphasis that is being played upon human consciousness.
How would you characterize the Piscean Age as compared to the Aquarian Age? What would be the major differences with the two?
Well, I think the Piscean Age was an age of devotion, and where we had great ideals and religions were developed, world religions. And the Aquarian Age will build on those religious principles and carry them further.
Okay. For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today is the New Age. And earlier in the show, I mentioned that we have a gift for you today, which indeed we do. The title of it's a booklet, and it's free of charge. It's our gift to you. And the booklet is 30 Years of Work is the title of the booklet. And it's about the works of Alice Bailey, and I think you'll find it very interesting. It'll give you some understanding of the works and the literature upon which this show is based. And we'll be happy to send it out to you. All you have to do is give us a call on our toll-free number, which is 1-866-695-8247. Once again, it's 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. 1-866. Think of New York LUCIS. LUCIS is L-U-C-I-S. We'll be delighted to send the booklet out to you. Just to once again ask for 30 years' work. And it's about the works of Alice Bailey upon which the show is based. And also, all the work of the LUCIS Trust, including this radio program, is funded by the voluntary donations of people like yourselves who support the goals of the LUCIS Trust. We are not endowed, nor do we have a wealthy benefactor who helps to pay for this program. We depend on the donations, large and small, of individuals, so please give if you want these programs to continue on the air. Donations can be sent to LUCIS Trust, L-U-C-I-S, LUCIS Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 1005. That's, once again, it's LUCIS Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 1005. And
maybe we should mention here, sometimes people call and ask if there's a transcript of programs. We don't have transcripts, mm-hmm. but we do have audio cassettes of all our programs. If someone wants to hear something over, they can have it for a $5 donation.
Okay, once again, if you'd like a cassette of each show, we have Every show that we do has copies, and we'd be happy to send a cassette tape out for a nominal charge, $5. Once again, for both the gift and the cassette, if you'd like it, it's 1-866-695-8247. Back to our understanding of the New Age. Sarah, did you want to say something
else
about
that? Well, I wanted to come back to what Dale was saying about the building upon past achievements. I think that's so true, that evolution doesn't just sort of lurch along, but that it follows the spiral. We return to all of these patterns and approach them on a higher level. And there's a statement made by Christ in the New Testament when he sort of forecast the New Age when he would return. And he said, he told his disciples to look for a man carrying a water pot, which would be the symbol of the Aquarian server. And he said, also that I am come that ye may have life more abundantly. And I've often puzzled over what life more abundantly would mean. I think that what he was referring to was the redemption of life on earth, not in some heavenly hereafter, but the redemption of our earthly life. And when you think about it, he was born in a cave deep within the earth, and he died in a cave from which the stone was rolled away, and he supposedly ascended. Well, I think that's deeply symbolic of his relationship to earth, and that we also have to have that deep connection to the planet, to the physical realm, because only in that way can we redeem earthly life. We cannot live as if what we do on earth doesn't matter or doesn't have any effect. And this whole concept of the merging of spirit and matter, of divinity and the outer form, is something that in the New Age I think will be understood and honored.
And in fact, that is the exact purpose for the Alice Bailey writings, is to advance that understanding. And she provides a kind of what I like to call a window into the inner spiritual realms. And these books a tremendous opening to this inner world, and it advances and deepens one's understanding of your relationship to God.
And they certainly do emphasize the theme of personal responsibility for one's spiritual development, and the fact that you have to demonstrate your spirituality by the way you transform your outer life and relationships. And again, that's very much a realization of the New Age. It's said that her books were intended to precede and condition the New Age. And I think what that implies is that in the New Age, each human being, through his soul, will take responsibility for his own development rather than leaving it up to some external spiritual authority. And this is something that I think annoys a lot of more traditional, conservatively minded people about the New Age spiritual beliefs, that the church, the temple, is not respected enough. I don't think that's it so much as that people believe that the ultimate spiritual authority lies within them, in the soul.
That's what has to be brought forward.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's dormant.
The emphasis has been, here again, it's the Piscean as versus the Aquarian perspective, that it previously it was the God transcendent that has been emphasized, the God out there who will save you and lift you up into heaven. And now it is, the emphasis is shifting towards that God within.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the real Savior. And it provides the way and the light by which one may save him or herself.
And the books of Alice Bailey are full of techniques and guidance on how to awaken that inner guidance through meditation and especially through service, the life lived for something greater and larger than one's own self-interest.
And this is leading humanity, leading all of us to something even greater, you see, that's way down the road, that's on the horizon. But It's the merging of the kingdom of humanity to the next kingdom of God, that spiritual kingdom, the fifth kingdom in nature. And so all of this is preparation to an understanding of this great happening, this great advance into the spiritual realms in human consciousness.
Maybe we could say that some of the signs that we can already see of the New Age would be the growth of group consciousness and of a commitment to service. If we look at the last, 20 or 30 years, the many groups of dedicated to service, Doctors Without Borders, the United Nations volunteers, Physicians for Social Responsibility, one could go on and on at the growth of groups committed to service. Also a new approach to rituals and ceremonies. Have you noticed how people like to conduct their own wedding ceremony, write their own vows?
Oh, yeah. Certainly not part of the Piscean Age, I guess.
No, not the traditional way to do things, but they invent their own ceremonies, a resistance to outside authority.
And just the organization of your daily life.
By ritual?
Well, yeah, I mean, daily life is kind of a ritual. You go through the same process in the morning, get up and get ready for work, and you have breakfast, you go to work, and you come home. And there is a rhythm to it, mm-hmm. an ebb and flow. And this is very much a New Age kind of condition that is just automatically developing.
I wonder if that lies behind the excessive regulation of time that people seem to have today. Every minute is filled and every bit of their day is organized, and they schedule so much, they overschedule, as the phrase goes. I wonder if that's part of that.
Yeah, that's a response to this new quality that is coming through under the Aquarian influence. There is a certain energy associated with Aquarius that tends to impress the need to organize on a human being if they're very sensitive to it. And so I think there is a greater sensitivity now in human consciousness to this factor of organization and creating order, either in one's life or in one's business or in the nation or in the world, because there is a great reorganizing and going on, and also the growth of organizations and big organizations, large worldwide organizations. That's very much an Aquarian characteristic, I think.
Perhaps one of the most interesting aspects of the New Age is the belief that life can be lived creatively, that one isn't just a pawn or a hapless victim of whatever fate might bestow upon him, but that we can create and build our lives. I think this is something people just expect now, that this very positive view of life, that it can be changed and transformed. But we have to take it a step further, don't you think, and focus on transforming our own consciousness, not the outer aspects of our life, but transforming the way we see the world and our fellow human beings.
I think it's also taking us out of ourselves, mm-hmm. and that's a great need to do, and especially in with the emphasis upon service that comes with Aquarius. This is another one of the ideas or that is being impressed on human consciousness by these new energies that are pouring in, and of selfless service and the group, the development of group consciousness and group, which is a soul consciousness, actually. Group consciousness is soul consciousness. And wherever you see this growth of the group idea, that is very much influenced by the soul.
As I mentioned Alice Bailey's books were intended to precede and condition the New Age, but it was said in her writings that prior to the next stage of the teaching that would be given to humanity after her books were written, we should focus on rebuilding the shrine of man's living and reconstructing the form of humanity's outer life. I think that's really interesting, that the focus is on redeeming and revitalizing the outer physical structures of our world. Never can you turn away from the outer forms. The spiritual values have to be manifested in visible, tangible form in a better world for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to remember, too, that we have a gift. We'll be happy to send it to you for. We spoke about the gift earlier. It's a booklet, 32-page booklet, the title of which is 30 Years Work. Just ask for 30 Years Work. It's about the books of Alice Bailey, and just give us a call on our toll-free number. We'll be happy to send it out to you free of charge, 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
E3 Live is a wild-growing live green superfood, thought to be extinct, but recently rediscovered by NASA scientists who still thrive in Klamath Lake, high in the mountains of Oregon. The lake and its unique live superfood, E3 Live, are naturally protected by overhanging trees that serve to filter out any airborne pollutants that might otherwise contaminate the lake. The Vision Company collects E3 Live at Klamath Lake and immediately freezes this superfood to maintain its nutritional strength and purity. It arrives at your door in a fresh frozen state. E3 Live has been singled out by NASA scientists to be the most nutritious food on Earth, consisting of every conceivable vitamin, mineral, phytonutrient, amino acid, and enzyme in natural liquid colloidal state for easy absorption. If, like me, you're in a state of disbelief that man can make a vitamin pill duplicating the power and mystery of nature in its purest form, then replace your large number of vitamin pills with one natural superfood formula that I consider to be my all-in-one, available in both liquid and capsule form. For more information on E3 Live and the research findings demonstrating the dramatic effect E3 Live has on the immune system, key into our website, e3live.com, or call the Vision Company at 1-888-800-7070. That's 1-888-800-7070 for literature or to order E3 Live. The Vision Company offers a one-year money-back guarantee. If at the end of 1 year you haven't noticed a difference in your health, you can activate your one-year guarantee. Once again, to order literature or product, call the Vision Company at 1-888-800-7070. Once again, 1-888-800-7070.